We return to the Gospel of Matthew, and we'll be finishing chapter 14, just three verses, verses 34 through 36. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. We're going to go back and look at a few other places we've been tonight, so you might keep this marked and keep your Bibles open. We'll go back to a few other places in Matthew just to see this repetitive story that we're seeing. And let's remember, as we just read from 2 Peter tonight, these are not cunningly devised fables. These are not myths. This is the truth. This is the recorded history of Jesus Christ on earth, working his miracles so that we would believe in him and be saved. Matthew 14, verses 34 through 36, hear now the word of God. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they set out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Amen. Verse 35 and really into verse 36 is very similar to where we've been before. Just to see this recurring storyline, this true storyline, turn back with me to chapter 4 of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 24. Matthew 4, verses 24 and 25. And his fame, the fame of Jesus, notice this word fame. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. Now turn ahead back to chapter 14, and you know many more places we could stop along the way, but let's go back to chapter 14 and look at verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. I remind you what we sang in Psalm 103 this morning. He heals all our iniquities. He heals all our infirmities, that is, and he heals us of all our iniquities, our sicknesses and our diseases. The reason there is sickness and the reason we have all kinds of problems is because of our iniquities, because of our sins. And Jesus comes to do this amazing healing ministry to show that he is the one that comes to save us from our sins. These are special miracles to give a witness to the fact that the Messiah has come and we can trust in him. But he is a celebrity at this point. Early on, we already saw, and now Jesus is a healing celebrity whom the crowds just won't leave alone. We see wherever he goes, they are following after him, many people. In chapter 14, he can't even get alone. He can't even get alone to the other side of the lake. The people just run ahead of him, and they're there waiting for him. Wherever he goes, he can't get alone. He doesn't get a moment to himself. And yet, Jesus does not stop turning needy people away whenever they chased after him. I think that's the main idea we can take from the text tonight. Jesus never stops turning needy people away from him when they chase after him. Let me ask you a few questions. What are your needs right now? Do you feel like there's too many other people that have needs and maybe you shouldn't get in the way? There's plenty of room. He heals the multitudes. Do you feel like you need help too many times or on this or that particular issue? You've come too many times. You shouldn't bother him again. Let somebody else go ahead of you. Beloved, don't stay away. Don't run away from Jesus. Don't stay away from Jesus. Keep coming to Christ. Wherever he goes, you see the people keep coming to him. They keep chasing after him. And those people, he heals. There aren't too many. He's not too busy. Keep coming to Christ. This is the message for you. Keep coming to Christ. We come to Christ for salvation. We come to Christ for sanctification. Keep coming to Christ. Don't be too busy to bring yourselves and others to Christ. That's the first thing we want to consider. Don't be too busy yourselves to bring yourselves and others to Christ. That is a problem, you know. We get too busy with the cares and worries of this life, and we really don't chase after Jesus. Don't be too busy to bring yourself to Jesus Christ. How often have you come to Jesus Christ this week? I mean, really come to him to help you, to heal you. How much did you crowd him out with the cares of this world? Remember what he says in the parable of the sower. There is some seed that falls on a ground that doesn't last long. Why? Because the cares of this world and the riches of this life just distract. And the word doesn't last, and so it doesn't heal. Don't be too busy with the cares of this world to bring yourselves and Jesus to Christ. Here's how you need to be. Like these people, chasing after Jesus, to be touched by him, to just touch his clothes, and have an amazing work in your life. Satan doesn't want you to have that. Satan wants you to be far too busy to be bothered to chase after Jesus, even just to touch him, to be touched by him. But I want to encourage you to remember another example, Luke chapter 5. Jesus was in a house so crowded. People were so crowded, you could not get in. And there's a man who has palsy. That is, he's paralyzed. He can't move. His friends are there. They have him on a mat, some kind of a bed. They want to get him to Jesus. They can't get him to Jesus. Why? The house is too crowded. You can't get in. So what did they do? Well, let's just go home. We tried our best. Well, if that's the way they would have responded, they would have missed out on healing. Instead, what did they do? They opened a hole in the roof, and they lowered him down through the roof. Try to just imagine this picture. I mean, Jesus is teaching, and everyone's listening to Jesus, and try to imagine all of a sudden you kind of hear, you know, what is going on? You know, try to imagine it right here all of a sudden if the place was packed and people are digging a hole through the roof. Now, I realize it's a different kind of roof. And they're lowering him down through the roof to get to Jesus. And what does Jesus do? You know, I'm teaching right now. You're causing a disturbance. I realize that you need to be healed, but you're going to have to come back later. There's a lot of people in front of you. Take a ticket, you know. I can't help but think of our experiences at the DMV recently, you know. I'm teaching right now. No, what does Jesus do? He commends their faith for coming after like this. Their forwardness, an older English word. They're just, I need you, Jesus. I cannot be healed unless I get to Jesus. He commends their faith. He forgives his sins, because sins are the cause of our sicknesses. And then he causes him to walk. I think he was thankful his friends didn't give up because of the crowds. You know, are you like me? I don't like crowds. This is why I don't like to go to amusement parks. You know, I do not like to wait in line. And if I see a big crowd, I am likely to say, never mind, kids, we're going to find something else to do today. But if it's Jesus, you don't just wait on the crowds. You try to push through and get there as soon as you can. You lower yourself through the roof if you have to. Because Jesus has unbelievable power to heal. And they all have been seeing it. They're all hearing about it. And they have the kind of desperation somebody has when they're really sick. And these are true stories of the miracles of Christ, to know that you and I are very sick. We need to be healed of our sins that will kill us if we aren't healed by Jesus. Look at verse 35. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. Many people pursued Jesus for healing, and they brought their friends and family. Just picture the crowds. Jesus is in town! Jesus is in town! We got to go see Jesus. He's here. He's come to our town. We've heard about everything he's done. And they don't say, oh, that's nice. Let me know how the event goes. No, we got to be there ourselves, man. We got to get to the Son of God, the Son of Man. We got to be in his presence. We need his healing touch. We need to see him. And we got to bring our family and friends. We're not ashamed. We got to bring him here. They'd all heard of him. They've all heard of his many miracles at this point. And they came in droves to get the same healings for themselves and for their family. Calvin says what he thinks the main point of the text is that these are not a few isolated incidents. You keep seeing again and again, wherever Jesus goes, tons of people are coming after him, flocking after him, and he's healing multitudes of people. He's healing so many people that it just can't be denied that he's the Son of God and the Son of Man. It just can't be denied that he is who he says he is. Because everybody knows. Everybody sees. That's why in the Acts of the Apostles, really the Acts of Jesus, in Peter's Pentecostal sermon in chapter 2, Pentecost sermon, excuse me, I always do that. He says, you have seen this yourself, that Jesus is risen from the dead. So you've got to know that he's the Messiah. It can't be denied who Jesus is. So, beloved, do not deny Jesus and who he is and who he can be for you, for your own lives. Do not be so busy to deny Jesus for who he is for your own healing and his power to work in your lives. Be not faithless, but believing. Beloved, chase him. Get ahead of the crowds. Don't be too proud to think you're going to do it on your own. You will sink below the water if you're going to try to do it by yourself. You need Jesus in every area of your life. Chase after him and touch him, that he would touch you. And you would be healed. Hear all of these stories and let them lead you to Jesus for all your life's needs again and again and again. Jesus is never too busy. He is never too distracted for any of you. Don't be too busy to bring yourselves and others to Jesus, because Jesus is never too busy and he is never too distracted for any of you. He is God Almighty. We think too little of him. He is God Almighty. See how the woman who touched his garment got his attention and got his affection. Even though he was walking on, wasn't even paying attention to her, but when she just touched his garment, he noticed. And virtue came out of him and healed her. Look back to chapter 9 of the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 20. Matthew 9, verse 20, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. Beloved, I want to challenge you to look at this and to respond with this true story to Jesus, like they respond knowing this story. You can understand now why the people asked for what they asked for. What did they ask for tonight as they're chasing after him? Verse 36, "And these people besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment." Well, where are they getting that from? Things like this woman, she touched the hem of his garment. She didn't even ask. And she was healed, completely healed. So these people say, "If we could just touch the hem of your garment, we've heard about this." And notice, "As many as touched were made perfectly whole." Now, what did it say of the woman? When she touched Jesus' garment, she was made perfectly whole. Do you want to be made whole? I mean, really, perfectly, completely whole, like just like a different person. A whole new life. Rescued from the tyranny of your sinful ways that make you so sick. Do you believe? Do you want to be whole? Because Jesus can make you whole. I'm not offering you complete and perfect physical healing. That's not what is available to us now. This was a miraculous time to witness to the fact that the Messiah had come. But the bigger issue is not our physical sicknesses. We're all going to die. The bigger issue is that we don't die forever in hell. And the fact that we are dying is the fact that we will die in hell unless we are saved by the Messiah. But you know, so many things that are troubling us in our lives is our sins, often also sins of others upon us, but then our sinful response to such things. Do you want to be made whole? Perfectly whole. Jesus can heal you. And if you chase after him, he'll receive you and he'll heal you. He received and he healed so many people so often. He is so powerful to heal you if you want to take your brain and your thoughts away from the world's lies that will never heal you. To Jesus, who can completely heal you. Mark 3, verse 10. "For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues." They pressed upon him. "Get me to Jesus. Get me to Jesus. I got to get to Jesus." "Well, you know, there's these other places. You come down to the clinic." "No, I need Jesus." Jesus cares. He has compassion. Verse 14 of our chapter, the people were not going to be able to eat, and he had compassion, it says. He has compassion to bring healing. You know, we don't think of Jesus caring about us like we should. Not only can he heal us, he cares to heal us. But he can. Luke 6:19, "And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all." There's not one person on this earth, but more importantly, there's not one person in this building who cannot be healed if touched by Jesus Christ. You name the problem, and we got plenty of them. There's nothing that Jesus Christ can't heal in a moment. Now, this does not mean that it might not take some time. There is progressive sanctification, but he can start a major work in you. And as we saw a little while ago, though it might be the size of a mustard seed or a little leaven, it will get through the whole lump and it will build into a huge tree. the kingdom of heaven. And he describes it similarly with faith, the size of a mustard seed. It can have its perfect work and make you whole. William Hendrickson says he thinks this is the point of the text, the power and love of Christ. You have this witness of the multitudes to you, of how you should be responding to Jesus for your own lives. He can take you all. None of you needs to feel like you have to wait in line. He can take you all. He can touch you. He can heal you. He can change you. He can care about you. He has the power to do it, and he has the compassion to do it. The power of Jesus Christ is unlimited. You and I limit our thinking about his power, and so we don't chase after him, and we foolishly turn to our own power, which is no power at all. Or we turn to the power of men, and there is no power at all truly in the world. There's no peace in this world that comes from Christ alone. But you and I don't trust him. We don't turn to him. We don't chase after him. And we wonder why we feel so powerless and helpless all the time. Because we are! We are. We are helpless. We need his healing. And he is so able and powerful and ready to give it. Just run after him. And just touch the hem of his garment, and he can heal you. He's unlimited. If you want to touch him, he will let you touch him, and he will touch you. You've recently been told, open your eyes toward Jesus Christ. Now, tonight, you are told to open your ears. And hear what Jesus says to you again. You've responded to it before. Respond to it again tonight. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. No one else can say that to you. No one else can promise that to you. No one else can do that for you. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man. No one else has that kind of power. No one else can touch you in your inmost being. No one else can give you peace from heaven. No one else can give you eternal rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Are you laboring for peace? Are you heavy laden with burdens? Well, are you too busy to come to Jesus? He's not too busy for you. Are you too busy with other people? He's not too busy with other people for you. Beloved, recognize your complete dependence on Jesus Christ. Recognize that he and he alone can heal you. He and he alone can take your burdens. He and he alone can forgive you of your sins. He and he alone can rescue you from the effects of your sins. He and he alone, with just a touch, just a look, can completely transform your life. Again and again and again. Beloved, Jesus does not limit this calling to you one time. He says, come unto me again tonight. As you take the Lord's Supper tonight, hear him saying, come to me. Come to me again. This is not a one-time invitation. Salvation is once and for all, but you need Jesus to constantly be healing you and rescuing you from yourself and from the effect of sins in your life. He knows that you are dumb, stupid sheep. He knows this. And you need to remember and know that he is your good and great shepherd of the sheep. He is not incapable of saving you once again. And because he is your good shepherd, if he has to, he will go and grab you and shake some sense into you and sanctify you. Come to him again, beloved. Take advantage of the means of grace. He is never too busy for you. He is never bothered by you. And you are never too needy for him. Keep coming to Christ. That is the message for you this evening. Keep coming to Christ. Look at those multitudes. You didn't have to tell them. You be like them. You run after him and you touch him. Satan wants you to forget what you have just heard. He wants you to run from Jesus. He wants you to stay by yourself. He wants you to pretend but not be healed. Satan is all too happy to let you come to church so long as in your heart you were never here. Satan is all too happy to have you not come to church, to not chase after Jesus, to chase after the world all this week. When you have troubles, and you will, when you need to wrestle and fight Satan, that he would flee from you, and he will if you really do, you do not do it by your own power. You do it by Jesus Christ and his word and the Holy Spirit. You keep coming to Jesus in his word and in his Holy Spirit and in the fellowship of the saints and to the means of grace. And he will keep giving you the medicine that you need to be healed, to be happy. You know, even as I say it, it just sounds so profound to me. Oh, what a relief. And yet, how often we neglect the medicine. I don't need my medicine. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Beloved, keep coming to Christ. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus, great physician and great shepherd of the sheep and great bishop of our souls, thank you for showing us your power and your compassion. Thank you for showing us the example of those who were healed by you, those who believed and chased after you and did not stay within themselves. They were not going to be held back by anything, including themselves. And they wouldn't allow others in their families and friends to be held back. They brought them through the roof, if needs be, to get them to Christ, preaching and healing. So, Lord, we do thank you for, on the cross, once and for all, as Psalm 103 says, you have healed us from our iniquities and from our infirmities. But until that great day at the resurrection and the new heavens and new earth, we still have sin in our life, and we still have sickness from it. And we pray, O Lord God, that you will heal us, make us like the man called Legion. Cast out the demons, as it were. Cast out our pasts, and give us a new future in this present time with Jesus. Lord, let us see ourselves running to you as Pilgrim in his progress to the celestial city, who would not be turned back by anything or anyone. Let us come to the cross as he did and have our burdens taken off our back. Let us come to you, for we are weak. We are heavy laden. We are laboring too much on our own. Let us come to you tonight. And Almighty Jesus Christ, please give us your rest and your peace that is not of this world. That we would walk in this world, but not of it, and enjoy the peace of God that passeth all understanding, and that the world will never understand. But let us be like those who understood. Let us not be like the scribes and Pharisees who, if they followed you, it was only to check you and challenge you and kill you. Instead, let us be like these masses who chase after you to be healed and given life, to touch you and be blessed by you, to be touched by you. Oh, we cry out to you, Lord, heal us. Let each one of us now lift up before you the things that are troubling us in our lives, the sins that so easily beset us and drag us down from running the race with vigor and holiness and confidence and strength. Let us lift up before you the sins that we particularly need to battle. And let us give them up to you, O Lord. Let us run to you and touch you. We pray for deliverance. O Lord, we pray for deliverance tonight for your people from the particular problems that we have. Lord Jesus, this week when we have Satan attack us again and speak to our minds and throw obstacles in front of us, let us overleap the wall because of Jesus. Let us jump over them. Let us run around them by running straight to Jesus to touch him. Let us find out what it is truly like to be healed by Jesus in new ways. Bless us to have the joy of our salvation returned to us, our bones strengthened. O Lord, speak to these dry bones and lift us up and put muscles and ligaments and skin back on and breathe your life into us and let us walk in newness of life in the power of the resurrection and not in darkness, deceiving ourselves, missing out on you because we won't chase after you. Cause us to run after you, Lord, that we would finish the race. Keep our eyes on Jesus and let us hear and touch you, the author and finisher of our faith. Use these means of grace tonight to heal us, O Lord. We are needy sinners, sick of our sins. We pray for healing and power and resurrection. Thank you that you are not too busy for us, that we are no trouble to you. Let us not think it a trouble to run to you to be healed of all our troubles. Bless us now, we pray, and help us to keep coming to you until that day where we will be with you perfectly in paradise. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.